Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sam Locker, the VP of Business Development with AJ Rose, a five-store retail chain of flooring stores in the greater Boston area. Sam, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You just opened a fifth store. I want to get to that in just a minute. We were just together in Lake Tahoe at the NFA meeting. You actually serve on the board of the NFA. A little background. AJ Rose is a family-owned business, started in 1977, husband and wife team. The Boyajian family opened it, and now it's run by the brothers, John and AJ. And you're running a months-long April sale due to the new store, 35% off all flooring, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have discounts up to 35% off on select styles, and then we have discounts on just about everything in the store.
Yeah. Also need to add, we did a top 100 list in November of last year. Obviously, this is our estimate, but we had you at number 98 at $28 million in revenue. Nice business there. Tell us, how is business in the New England area?
Yeah, we're pretty bullish on this year. We're off to a good start, better year first quarter than last year. So we're trending in the right direction, and we're hopeful that that trend will continue for the rest of 26.
You know, you're beating the norm giving us that information, because with all this uncertainty with the consumer, a lot of people, you know, can live on a dirty floor and are just standing by. For some reason, you're growing. What's your secret sauce?
Yeah, I think we cater to better end goods. And so our better end good business continues to prove that people who are able to purchase on the higher end scale tend to be a little more immune to market shifts than your general population.
Yeah, I spent a few minutes looking at your website prior to this interview. You do shop at home, and this new store, it's in the Belmont area. It supports your shop at home area, right?
That's correct. We've kind of shifted towards having smaller locations that are more local to get into communities that we would like to service better. And Belmont was a key location that we wanted to target to better serve that community. And so to have a local showroom that they can come in and kind of either start or continue their process, or we can send a truck out loaded up with samples, whichever is more convenient for the customer.
Give us a little geography lesson. Obviously, everybody knows the greater Boston, knows the downtown area, you know, the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere and the Logan Airport and all that. But where's Belmont in relation to that?
Yeah, so Belmont is just about due west of Boston. It's a little northwest. Mm-hmm. So we have two stores kind of directly west, and then this is a little more northwest, and then we have two stores that are further north.
Boston is one of those cities that has an inner belt and an outer belt. So where is that in relation?
Yeah, so this is located on the inner belt. So it is closer to Boston proper than some of our outlying stores. And we felt like that's, you know, such a heavily populated area. You know, we have the fourth worst traffic in the world. So people tend not to want to travel too far. It can get pretty tough. So we wanted to try to make it as convenient as possible.
Well, tell us what some of the flooring trends are in the New England area. Are you selling more traditional materials, or tell me what's moving there?
Yeah, New England, we always joke, tends to be a little behind the curve. We're just getting into U2 here. But seriously, we do have a lot of traditional taste. So that still is a lot of what we do, a lot of red oak natural, solid plush carpets. But we are experiencing, you know, the younger generation that's willing to take a little bit more design risk. So we're seeing more and more of, you know, trend towards more modern styles, but we still sell our fair share of traditional style.
Are you selling more hard surface than soft surface?
We're still pretty close to 50-50. In fact, carpet last year, actually, we saw a little bit more of an uptick and a swing back towards carpet. So carpet actually regained that top spot, but it is still pretty close to 50-50 on the residential side.
What do you think is driving that carpet resurge?
Well, for us, I think it's a lot of what we do is custom fabrication. So that certainly plays into that aspect of it, that even when someone has hard surface, they're going to, you know, add an area rug or a runner. We do feels like 100 runners a week. It's a big, stair runners are a big deal here in New England. It's kind of a staple. So I think that plays into it a lot. And then also just the general cost of hard surface, making carpet seem a little more affordable again. And also take a little bit more of a design risk with carpet and feel a little bit better about it because it's a little easier to replace.
Do you sell carpet by the foot or by the yard?
We do it by the foot.
By the foot. All right, this meeting where we just were 2 weeks ago, did you pick anything up that you brought back and put to use?
Yeah, it's always great to get together with the vendors and NFA members, and there's always nuggets that we pull away. A lot of great discussion, as everybody is these days, a lot centered around how to best use AI, how to use that as a next level kind of thought partner, and then a lot of good marketing pieces. And then, you know, just always good to get in front of the vendors and see what kind of new products they are, what new directions they are. Seems like loose lay continues to be the new buzzword, taking the place of laminate.
When it comes to digital, are you staying with the same vendors or are you making changes there? Tell me about that.
Well, we're always evaluating, you know, what's our best, you know, ROI on that kind of medium. We actually do our digital services in-house. We actually have somebody full-time that handles our digital media for us. We decided just, you know, going through agencies, it was tough to communicate a consistent message to our customers. And also, just there's nothing like having somebody full-time dedicated to your account.
All right, Sam, well, I appreciate you giving us an update. And congratulations on this fifth store. Again, been talking to Sam Locker, the VP of Business Development with AJ Rose in Boston. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.